What if everything you believed about yourself, your limitations, your anxieties, your automatic reactions, was just outdated software running on perfectly good hardware? The truth is, your brain didn't come with a lifetime warranty of fixed traits. That voice telling you, "I've always been this way," is lying. Neuroscience has shattered the myth of the unchangeable brain, revealing instead an organ that rewires itself constantly based on what you feed it, your thoughts, habits, and attention. The real question isn't whether you can change, it's whether you're ready to take control of the process. Your brain loves shortcuts. By adulthood, roughly 90% of your daily actions run on autopilot. Brushing teeth, commuting, even emotional reactions happen without conscious thought. This efficiency system, built through neural pathways strengthened by repetition, conserves mental energy but creates a significant problem. Behaviors you want to change feel impossibly sticky because they've become neurologically efficient. The reticular activating system acts as your brain's bouncer, filtering millions of sensory inputs and only letting through what it deems important. This explains why new parents wake to their baby's whisper but sleep through thunderstorms, or why you suddenly spot red Volvos everywhere after considering buying one. Your RAS highlights what you've programmed it to notice, which means your attention isn't neutral, it's trained. Here's where it gets interesting. Changing habits requires making the unconscious conscious again. Research shows new habits take 18 to 254 days to form, with automaticity kicking in around day 66. The neurons that fire together wire together, and breaking apart old connections while building new ones demands patience and consistency that most quick fix approaches ignore entirely. Rewiring your brain while chronically stressed is like installing software during a system crash. Constant fight or flight floods you with cortisol and adrenaline, impairing decision-making, heightening emotional reactivity, and disrupting memory. Neuroplasticity shuts down because survival trumps growth. The physiological sigh offers instant relief. Two short inhales through your nose, one long exhale through your mouth. This reinflates collapsed lung alveoli, removes carbon dioxide, and signals safety. Your brain evolved to obsess over threats, not victories. This negativity bias means negative emotions trigger larger brain responses. It takes roughly 5 positive experiences to counterbalance 1 negative. A single critical comment eclipses dozens of compliments. These patterns create self-limiting narratives. "I'm bad with money. I can't speak publicly." Dr. Donald Hebb's principle, "neurons that fire together, wire together," explains how repeated thoughts strengthen pathways. The flip side, neurons that fire apart, wire apart. Unused pathways weaken. Rewire by reframing thoughts into affirmations, changing "I'm not good enough" to "I can adapt and learn," and practicing gratitude. Just 21 days of gratitude journaling can significantly improve outlook and reduce anxiety. Your thoughts trigger real physiological responses. Imagine biting into a lemon and notice your mouth watering. This same mechanism explains how negative self-narratives physically reinforce limiting beliefs. When you repeatedly think, "I'm not capable," you're strengthening neural pathways that make incapability your brain's default assumption. The default mode network, your brain's background processing system, becomes hyperactive in people dwelling on negative thoughts, creating cycles of anxiety and depression. Dr. Alia Crum's milkshake experiment demonstrates this brilliantly. Participants drinking identical 380-calorie milkshakes showed different hormonal responses based solely on belief. Those thinking they drank an indulgent shake showed lower hunger hormones. Those believing it was sensible experienced higher hunger hormones, despite drinking the exact same beverage. Your beliefs fundamentally alter physiological reality. Through neuroplasticity, repeatedly telling yourself, "I'm not good enough," creates self-fulfilling prophecies by strengthening those exact neural pathways. Metacognition, thinking about your thinking, offers powerful intervention through awareness and reframing. Creeping normality describes how gradual negative changes become accepted because they happen too slowly to notice. Labels like the dancer versus the smart one seem innocent but limit self-perception throughout life. Microtraumas accumulate: subtle emotional abuse, offhand comments, persistent comparisons. None dramatic enough to trigger intervention, yet they gradually erode confidence. Our brains create confirmation bias, selectively noticing information confirming existing beliefs. When you believe, "I'm having a bad day," your brain actively seeks supporting evidence while dismissing positive experiences. Grief, from death, breakup, or unfulfilled dreams, triggers physical symptoms like broken heart syndrome, a temporary condition mimicking a heart attack. The brain processes emotional pain similarly to physical pain, forcing painful rewiring of established neural pathways. Feel-good neurotransmitters plummet. Dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and endorphins all drop dramatically. Emotional expression through art, writing, or movement helps develop coping mechanisms while building something new from pain. The brain gradually rewires itself around grief, accepting life without what was lost. This isn't forgetting, it's integration, allowing loss to become part of your story without defining your entire narrative. Your brain strengthens whatever pathways you use most, processing 6,000 thoughts daily without judging right from wrong. 4 trigger types spark rumination: environmental cues, social situations, sensory inputs, and time-dependent moments. Recognizing these triggers lets you dismantle automatic patterns before they hijack your day. Change requires both attention, signaling this behavior is unwanted, and intention, doing the work to rewire. When emotions spike, your analytical brain surrenders. Journaling proves especially effective. Complete sentences create coherent narratives that activate word-generating brain areas, steering away from rumination loops. Look back to learn, but focus forward toward growth. Avoid morning phone use. Your brain transitions through a special state with slower waves, prime for creativity that screens disrupt. Visualization activates the same brain regions as physical performance, conditioning your mind for success, but must pair with real execution. The space between trigger and response is where transformation happens. With practice, this gap widens, creating room for conscious choice. By week 3, motivation wanes. Discipline must take over. Remember, your brain is plastic, not elastic. Change isn't linear. All efforts accumulate, even when progress feels invisible. Mental resilience develops through practice, not luck. Research shows that viewing stress positively improves work performance, reduces health symptoms, and enhances heart efficiency during stressful events. You can train your body to maintain calm during physical stress through voluntary challenges like exercise, breath work, and cold exposure. Dr. Carol Dweck's growth mindset research reveals how believing abilities can develop through dedication shapes outcomes. People with fixed mindsets avoid challenges, while those with growth mindsets embrace learning. Praising effort rather than intelligence leads people to choose harder problems and focus on learning strategies. Exercise offers profound benefits beyond calorie burning. Regular physical activity increases gray matter volume in the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex, combating anxiety and depression. Forward motion exercises activate the frontoparietal network, which competes with the amygdala for resources, calming your fear response. Sleep is essential for rewiring your brain. Without it, neuroplastic changes are severely compromised. REM sleep reorganizes traumatic memories and reduces their emotional charge, while growth hormone released during deep sleep repairs stress-damaged cells. Self-trust forms the foundation of genuine confidence. When you honor commitments to yourself, you send your brain evidence that you're reliable and capable. Your DNA encodes unique gifts that form brain maps no one can replicate. Your uniqueness isn't a mistake, it's your strength. Through neural connections, you can create your own mind and become whoever you want to be. True courage isn't fearlessness, but acknowledging fear while moving forward with purpose. The final step in neuroplastic change is forgiveness, perhaps the hardest one. To overcome self-limiting beliefs, forgive those who unknowingly programmed you, understanding they operated within their own limited knowledge. By shifting from blame to self-responsibility, you acknowledge others' fallibility while recognizing your power to reprogram yourself. Everything needed for change is within you. Your brain has been learning your entire life, from parents, teachers, trauma, and triumph. Some lessons served you well, others became chains. The same neuroplasticity that locked you into limiting patterns can free you. Every thought and action either strengthens old neural pathways or builds new ones. You're not broken or permanently damaged. You're a work in progress with the tools to edit your own code. The question isn't whether change is possible. Neuroscience has settled that. The question is, what will you choose to wire into your brain today?